Good morning. It's Friday, September 13th. I'm Shamita Basu. This is Apple News Today. On today's show, how the pandemic wrecked romance. What happens to families when a loved one gets sucked into conspiracy theories and how to get them out. And the hard numbers on the impact of Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris. First, to Springfield, Ohio, where immigrants from Haiti say they're worried about their safety following false and derogatory claims made by former President Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance. The two are repeating a conspiracy theory that Haitian immigrants are stealing and then eating people's pets, a narrative that's been amplified by right-wing media and Elon Musk. Local authorities say these claims are not true. Yesterday, bomb threats resulted in the evacuation of multiple buildings in Springfield, including elementary schools and City Hall. It's unclear whether the bomb threats are connected to the conspiracy theories targeting immigrants. CNN went to Springfield, Ohio, and spoke with Haitian community leader Viles Dorsonville. He came to the United States from Haiti about 4 years ago.
It's just like xenophobia. It's just like bigotry, discrimination, and racist, and they do not normally take time to see the impact that can have on the mental health of the immigrants fleeing the country from all kind of chaos.
Hundreds of thousands of Haitians living in the U.S. are here under temporary legal protection. The U.S. is letting them stay because of the violence in Haiti. The president there was assassinated in 2021, and violent gangs now run much of the capital. Thousands of Haitians have found safety and work in the small blue-collar town of Springfield. Jamie McGregor tells PBS that new immigration is revitalizing the local labor market. He says 10% of his manufacturing workforce now is Haitian, and he would hire more.
Our Haitian associates come to work every day. They don't have a drug problem. They'll stay at their machine. They'll achieve their numbers. They are here to work. We want more jobs in our community. And in order to fill those jobs, some jobs need to be people who were not originally from here.
But not everyone is as welcoming. Tensions boiled over last year when a Haitian migrant driving a minivan crashed into a school bus, killing an 11-year-old boy. It spurred local outrage and led people on the far right to paint Haitian immigrants as a threat. But even more measured critics say the city's resources are being stretched by the influx of migrants. Here's Springfield's mayor, Rob Rue, on PBS.
The infrastructure of the city, our safety forces, our hospitals, our schools. Springfield is a close community and has a big heart. But at the same point, we've had this influx that has taxed all these services.
In one way, the story of Springfield is as old as America. New arrivals find both opportunity and struggle. But it has a distinct 2024 twist. The toxic combination of online misinformation, a polarizing election, and an economy that's leaving a lot of people behind. New data is revealing just how much the COVID pandemic upended our relationships.
13 million Americans were single that wouldn't have been single if the pandemic had not come along.
That's Bloomberg reporter Ben Steverman, who said another way to think about this number is one out of every 20 Americans saw their dating lives disrupted by the pandemic. This is coming from new research from Stanford, and it found the pandemic didn't just impact romantic relationships, it also hurt friendships. Government data backs this up, too, showing a sharp drop in how much time people are socializing face-to-face. People were alone more during the pandemic, that's no surprise, but data reveals alone time is still very high, years after lockdowns ended.
We've kind of lost the ability or the habits that bring us out of our house, bring us out of our shell, get us connecting with other people in the ways that we used to do.
The shift in social norms has a ripple effect across the U.S. economy. Labor, taxes, and housing are all impacted.
It's much harder to buy a home when you're just by yourself. You might need a different kind of home if you have a smaller family and you haven't had kids yet, or if you have one kid instead of three kids. All these things can have a huge impact on housing, tax revenue.
Businesses are noticing this trend too. Restaurants, for example, haven't seen customers returning to dining at pre-pandemic levels, possibly the result of people going on fewer dates. Now, there's nothing wrong with being single, but loneliness is something different, and it can be difficult. Roughly half of American adults experience it. And Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy points out this has serious health impacts.
We've learned so much over the recent years, which has told us that loneliness is bad for individual health and for societal health, for physical and mental health, but also it impacts our productivity in the workplace. It impacts how our kids do in school. It impacts how we show up in our neighborhoods and contributes to the division and polarization we're experiencing today in society at large. So for all these reasons, rebuilding social connection turns out to be one of the most important things we need to do for our health and well-being.
Dr. Murthy says tiny steps can go a long way, like setting aside a few minutes to reconnect with a friend or a colleague just to see how they're doing. And while it's best to meet someone in person, even calling up someone on the phone and hearing their voice for a few minutes can be a powerful point of connection. One of the most visible figures in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol was a shirtless man with a horned fur headdress, a spear, and a sign saying, "Q sent me." The world came to know him as the QAnon shaman. The QAnon conspiracy was a big force leading up to the 2020 election and in its aftermath. And even though it's not as visible now, its twisted ideas are still swirling in our country.
The conditions that led to January 6th, I think we're absolutely seeing them again.
That's Jesslyn Cook, a tech reporter and the author of a new book called The Quiet Damage, QAnon and the Destruction of the American Family. She spent years reporting on families whose lives were upended when their loved ones fell prey to these conspiracies. Even though most big social media platforms blocked QAnon content in 2020, Jesslyn says that QAnon didn't disappear. If anything, a lot of its ideas got absorbed into the mainstream.
You may not see a big QAnon group on Facebook anymore, but a lot of the core ideas that QAnon espoused have really just blended in a way that's very ominous and maybe more effective. This idea that you can't trust anyone, that everyone in power is out to get you, it's been very effective in turning healthy skepticism into reflexive suspicion on an enormous scale.
A survey from 2022 found that nearly one in five Americans believe in QAnon conspiracy theories. And Jesslyn says it appeals to all sorts of people from all walks of life.
I spoke to hundreds of families over the past 3 years while I was working on this. And again, I was finding it's less about the who than the when. We have a very privileged, wealthy white lawyer. We have a Black mother who grew up in extreme hardship and poverty. We have a Trump supporter and even a former Bernie Sanders supporter. There's no one profile of person who's vulnerable to this.
Once someone has fallen down the rabbit hole of a conspiracy, it's hard to get them out.
The most common approach I see from family members is an ineffective one, and it's a well-intentioned one. They see someone they love spewing falsehoods, and so they try to bring them facts. But 9 times out of 10, more than that, facts can't fix this, because the conspiracy theorist at the end of the day is not actually seeking the truth. They're just some hole they have, some unmet underlying need is being fulfilled by conspiracy theories. And so where we see more success is when the loved ones are able to take a step back and try to take stock of the why. Is it giving them a sense of purpose? Is it giving them a sense of belonging? That's where it makes sense to start.
You can hear more from Jesslyn Cook about the families she talked to, including effective ways to pull someone out, in this week's episode of Apple News in Conversation. If you're listening in the Apple News app right now, that episode is queued up to play for you next. Before we let you go, a few other stories being featured in the Apple News app. First, a Georgia judge is throwing out 2 election interference charges against former President Trump in the state. It's a 22-page opinion, but the gist is the judge says those charges involve documents sent to a federal court, so it's not the business of a state-level court. Trump still faces a variety of racketeering and other charges in Georgia. He's pleaded not guilty. Staying with election-related news, if you're wondering what exactly is the impact of a high-profile celebrity endorsement, we've now got some solid data. When Taylor Swift announced she's planning to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris, she included a link to vote.gov, encouraging people to register to vote. The government site tells NPR that more than 400,000 people visited in 24 hours. That's over 13 times the usual number of daily visitors. Now, whether they turn out for Harris is an open question. In 2018, Swift endorsed two Democratic congressional candidates in her home state of Tennessee. There was a spike in registrations then, but both candidates lost. And finally, the solution to the global mystery of why the Earth was shaking for 9 straight days last year. This was nothing like an earthquake, so if you're not a geologist, you might have missed this one. The Wall Street Journal helpfully breaks it down. Last year, monitoring stations picked up some weird stuff. Seismic events usually come and go quickly, but for more than a week, the Earth shook and just kept shaking. The search for answers involved a drone launch over Greenland and researchers around the world. And it ended with a new study that was published this week. It turns out a giant block of rock and ice, enough to fill 10,000 Olympic swimming pools, slid off a melting glacier in Greenland. That created a massive tsunami that rattled the planet for days as it crashed around. The explanation is forcing scientists to rethink the kinds of natural disasters that are now possible as the planet heats up. Officials have their eye on another glacier in Alaska, where a landslide could trigger a tsunami threatening local residents. You can find all these stories and more in the Apple News app. And if you're already listening in the News app right now, we've got our episode on loved ones lost to QAnon and how to pull them out queued up to play for you next. If you're listening in the podcast app, follow Apple News in Conversation to find that episode. Have a great weekend, and I'll be back with the news on Monday.